Welcome back, everyone, to the Hungry Siblings Podcast. This is episode 5, and this week we're talking about labels.
Labels
for diets, different diets, like whole foods plant-based and vegan and plant-based vegan and junk food vegan and
vegetarian
and flexitarian and
lacto-ovo.
All the other iterations.
Vegetarian.
Yeah.
Pescatarian.
And we're going to talk about our thoughts on these labels.
Our thoughts on all, not all of these, all on of some them. Of these.
And what labels we subscribe to.
Yeah. And do we really need labels?
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. So first, I think we should talk about the difference between whole foods plant-based and vegan, because those are the two.
Those are the two that like kind of we talk about the most probably.
Yeah. So I wrote a blog post about this last summer. So if you haven't read that, you can go check that out. But basically, the difference between vegan and whole foods plant-based is. Whole foods plant-based is a science-based diet geared specifically towards health and disease prevention. And it's summed up in terms of no animal products and also no oil, no sugar, added sugar, no or limited amount of salt, and then just generally no processed food and sometimes low, there's different iterations of this, like low fat versus high fat, but most of the time I would say low fat, like not eating too many nuts and too many,
avocados.
Yeah. Then on the other side of that, we have vegan, which refers to more of a ethical or moral stance on food.
Yeah, I'd say it's a moral ethical stance.
And generally veganism is more associated with animal rights and the environmental benefits of not eating animal products. Also the health benefits, but it's not as extreme as whole foods plant-based.
And it's not really centered on that. Yeah.
And the example basically is that an Oreo is vegan because it...
But it's not whole food.
Yeah.
Well, it's vegan because it doesn't have any animal products in it.
But it's not whole foods plant-based because it's processed and sugary and oily and gross.
Got it.
So delicious. So...
Oreos. Now I want Oreos. Ugh.
Recording
these podcasts is so hard, guys.
Yeah, you gotta eat beforehand.
I know. This is my own fault. I brought this on myself.
So we don't in our title and in the description on our on our about page on the blog, we don't mention that we're a vegan blog or a plant based blog or a whole foods plant based.
We do mention that we're plant based. I think it's just because we had to pick something. If that's what I'm remembering.
Okay.
If I'm remembering
maybe
right.
I should.
We were like, well, we got to pick something.
Yeah, I should have checked the website before we recorded. As far as I know, we don't like outwardly advertise.
I think you're right. The website doesn't say anything specific.
We don't say this is a vegan blog. We just say this is a food blog.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
and we'll get into more details on why.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh,
or we made the mutual decision to not attach
there were
a label
couple
to
reasons.
It, but yeah.
I think one was that we didn't want to scare people off by like adamantly claiming that we're a vegan blog.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that I'd be a bit of a hypocrite if I.
That's true.
Because I'm not really vegan, so I really like vegans, and I generally eat vegan.
I really like
vegan. We'll get into that.
Yeah. So let's go back to not wanting to quote unquote scare people off. Because I think that's an interesting point.
That's what we really want to dig into here.
So, well, I think, my opinion at least, is that food labels have a lot of, or veganism specifically has a lot, is a loaded word. Like, it has a lot of stuff attached to it and sort of preconceived notions. And I think our philosophy is more about, at least for me, it's more about having a conversation about food and talking about not, you need to subscribe to this lifestyle and you need to follow these strict rules exactly. Otherwise,
right. And we're all about like the information. We're all about the information and the knowledge behind those rules. And sometimes that means that the rules are wrong. Not always, but you know.
Just that, like, there's more to it than applying a label.
It's always more complicated.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you mentioned about it being slightly hypocritical, if we called ourselves a vegan blog, you're not entirely vegan. And if we called ourselves whole food plant-based,
please neither of us is. Forgive me, vegans who listen to our podcast.
Right. So let's talk about the pros and cons of like of veganism versus whole foods plant-based. So
how about we start with whole foods plant-based, because I think you had some good points here.
Yeah, so my thoughts. So I think talking mainly in response to, I just don't like the idea of pushing one sort of food ideology as like, this is the one thing that's going to solve all the issues. And that's kind of what we identified, is that veganism and whole foods plant-based are sort of single issue, or not single issue, but they're very specific to
certain... They're single issue diets.
Single issue diets.
Yeah.
So whole foods plant-based is really, really good in the sense that it is, I believe, based on the scientific research, the healthiest diet you can eat in the sense of disease prevention and physical health.
And I really like that the people who promote it are so transparent with health information.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need a whole lot more of that in the healthcare world. Even though it doesn't make us any money to have people who eat healthy and are well, it's a really important component of wellness. That might be a little tangential, but that's something that that's a pro, I would say, Whole Foods plant-based, is they've started to create this huge movement of sharing health information and educating people, which I think is really exciting.
Yeah, the movement to sort of make nutrition a part of disease prevention and raising the awareness about chronic diseases being not such a helpless thing. Like, we do have a certain amount of power over our health, and acknowledging the massive effect that nutrition has on certain things. But it does, it's very much geared towards just health, physical health.
Right.
And it's,
a narrow lens.
And it's really, really hard, even if you acknowledge the benefits and are really passionate about it, and I'm talking about myself, it's really, really hard to follow that diet so perfectly I don't want to say it's extreme, but within the context of the Western world and the way the food climate is now, it is very extreme and it's really hard.
It makes it hard to eat out. It makes it hard to eat with like big, like, unless you're doing the cooking, it makes it hard to eat like big family meals or things like that.
Right. So from my perspective, I do subscribe to the label, I guess, but I think there's more benefit to just saying, to just putting the information out there and saying, this is gonna in the long run make you healthier and prevent disease, like statistically speaking, on a macro scale, and eating these foods are not so great for you or outright bad, you know, not to skirt the issue, you know. Go ahead. Were you going to say something?
Oh, I was, I'm just inhaling. Oh, no, I do want to say something. I was going to wait for you to pause, but, I one reason why I like Whole Foods, well, maybe this is too tangential. I'll say it anyway, and you can edit it out if you want to.
Or not.
but so you were just saying that, I don't remember why I thought of this, but Whole Foods plant-based is also, I think, because of their emphasis on physical health and not on, the emphasis is on selecting which foods you're going to eat, not on limiting how much you eat.
Yes.
And I think, so I am a person who, I do try to eat healthier because one of my many goals in health is to lose just a little bit of weight. And this could be like a whole nother podcast, but I'm trying to do it with healthy habits and do it sustainably and very, very slowly amongst other things. But one thing that I really like about Whole Foods plant-based is that you can eat a lot of food and not eat a lot of calories.
Yeah.
And you're getting so much nutritional density and fiber that you feel really full.
And really good. Like high energy.
I think I could critique a lot of Whole Foods plant-based people for how they deal with like body image issues and kind of more the psychological side of weight loss. But I think if you just are looking at the facts and kind of the practice every day of eating this way, it can be a healthy way to lose weight because you can eat a huge volume of food. You're just being selective about what you eat and you're not limiting your food intake. Like if you, so this, I'm going to stop my tangent there, but that's another pro of Whole Foods plant-based. But I think you're right that they can have a really narrow, look at food, because food is a lot more complex than just human health applications.
Yeah.
Food's also sure. Psychological, it's environmental, and so many other things.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot to be said for advocating for that kind of diet and raising and making it the kind of thing that people are aware of because of all the, I mean, just based on the fact that chronic disease is such a massive thing that's killing so many people in the United States. So, yeah.
So what about veganism? Do we want to dive into that?
Absolutely. So.
So Henry, tell us about being a vegan.
Yeah. So, okay. So being the resident vegan on the other side of Whole Foods plant-based, I think veganism, well, first of all, veganism was a much bigger movement than Whole Foods plant-based.
And yeah. I've always thought of Whole Foods plant-based as like a subset of veganism. That's not like 100% true.
There's overlap, but I think a lot of people in Whole Foods plant-based would not identify with veganism.
Right, would very adamantly like to distance themselves a little bit from veganism. Right,
and there's been kind of recently this kind of blurring of the line of, you know, people saying,
a lot of vegans would like to be considered are on the Whole Foods plant-based bandwagon. Maybe that's like another complicated,
you know,
factor
and people
there.
Will say I eat plant-based or I'm a plant-based vegan or like there's sort of this weird,
which is kind of
label blurring.
Yeah, like, that's what veganism is. I don't know.
Yeah,
I like plant-based because it's more explanatory than veganism. Vegan,
right?
Just, like if you say plant-based, someone's like, oh, I get it. You eat plants,
right? and then at the same, so I guess Whole Foods plant is okay. Plant based and vegan essentially mean the same thing.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I guess one is saying this is what I don't eat and one is saying this is what I do eat.
Yeah.
But it's still the same thing.
And what veganism lacks is the Whole Foods part of Whole Foods plant based.
Yes.
Because veganism, you get all kinds of stuff like the Impossible Burger and like meat replacements and vegan cheese and vegan mayonnaise and vegan.
Side note: I love vegan cheese and vegan mayonnaise.
Yeah, me too.
Go home, man. No, sorry.
No, I'm here. Yeah, but that's part of the label is that. I think a lot of vegans claim veganism as like this, like in What the Health, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is a film,
right? So we've got the two kind of big like
we'll link.
Plant-based health films are you've got Forks Over Knives, which was the big one. That was like the I don't know if it was the first one, but it was the one that popularized Whole Foods plant-based, I think.
Food Inc. might have been first.
Food Inc. isn't or one is of the not first. Plant-based specific.
Oh, that's true. Okay, sorry.
But so Forks Over Knives and What the Health. What the Health uses the word vegan. And it talks about a vegan diet. That's what they're talking about throughout the film. Whereas Forks Over Knives talks about specifically Whole Foods plant-based. And that's what I'm talking about with this kind of overlap is you get in What the Health, they're talking about veganism, you know, that's the words that they're using. Mm-hmm. But you have all the doctors from Forks Over Knives who advocate for Whole Foods plant-based, like Esselstyn and Gregor and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that vegan food does not equal healthy food. Like,
yes.
And there's junk food veganism, and there's all of these things that I already mentioned that that a lot of people sort of fall back on the label of I'm vegan. This is vegan food. It's good for me.
But it's a but it's vegan still, donut but it's junk with food. Oreos on top. Like, it's still
processed food, which you know. If you're looking at the science of things, it's not healthy. But then on the flip side of that, I think, so for me personally, and cut me off because I'm rambling, but.
Okay. Don't finish your ramble.
For me personally, I strongly, I'm really behind the vegan movement for the environmental side of things. In that I think if more people eat less meat or no meat, that's a good thing for the world and the earth and the population, because making food from plants, whether it's processed or not, to a certain extent, is going to be more sustainable
for the environment.
Because And my logic behind that being that there is too, the population is way too big to feed the world with meat. Not to say every single person on the planet has to not eat meat. I don't want to say everyone has to go vegan, because that's like, you know, part of
the... Well, some populations already are mostly vegan.
Right.
I mean,
and that's...
Depends.
Well, but... I would say most used were... I mean,
yes.
I think most human
populations... Civilizations were built on rice and bread.
Grains, yeah.
Grains.
So, where was I going with it? So, that's kind of my support
of veganism.
You can't
feed everybody with meat.
Yeah. And so, I support Whole Foods plant-based for what it is, and I also support veganism for what it is. Anyway, but so you can't feed everyone with meat because... I mean, the way meat is raised now to be mass produced, it's unsustainable because you're feeding them meat corn, and it's just in massive production, and not to mention all the health and bacteria issues, and like it's unethical
and
to the animals.
Horrendous animal cruelty and like CAFOs and stuff like that.
So then you get,
I feel like anyone, even if you do like to eat like local, sustainably raised, et cetera, meat, I feel like it's such an easy argument to make, and it's just so true that like how meat is mass produced, it's horrific.
Yeah.
And I feel like that narrative's really catching on, and people are starting to get the big picture of that. But yeah.
But then
that's one thing that I'm on board with.
Also talking about meat, that's like cows that are grass fed, quote unquote sustainably raised, or free range, ethical, all of these kind of buzzwords around it. Even that's not sustainable though, because it's unsustainable on this scale, because the only way that the consumption of meat on the level that we have now is sustained is through mass production and through unsustainable practices. And there is absolutely no way for the human population to eat the amount of animal product, I shouldn't just say meat, I should say animal product, on the scale that it's on now, because there's not enough land to feed that many cows on grass. Like, you know, it's just not possible. And so
I might have a thought on that later, but yeah.
So in my mind, the
land,
the consumption of meat has to go down. It just, mm-hmm. it has to. And so
I'm right there with
that's you. Kind of, and not just down a little bit, but down like a lot.
Substantially.
Right. Meat and animal products. So yeah. Anyway.
I completely agree. I think that, I don't know. I'm not really opposed to meat as the not centerpiece of a dish or like a garnish of a dish or a small component of a soup or something like that. I'm just really sick of kind of the Western diet and putting meat at the center of the plate. I'm like, really? After all we know about how this meat is produced, the impact that it has on the planet, we really want to put that at the center of our plate. So I guess I maybe have a more flexible perspective on that particular part of veganism, but I feel like I'm still right there with people on kind of the ethical stance of like, this is wrong. Like, this isn't going to work. It's already not working in terms of global warming and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I think...
Does that make sense?
I think where both of us differ from veganism is the ideology that eating meat is just wrong, period.
Yes. Yeah.
Because...
That eating meat is wrong, period.
Yeah.
So maybe... I don't know. Do we want to get into that?
Well, that I don't know. That
might be like a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, I think that's a whole nother podcast. But
I could talk at length on this topic.
Yeah.
But so Henry's a vegan.
Yeah, because, well, what it comes down to is
we didn't put it at the front of our blog.
The less animal product the population eats, the better off we are. And I think the more mm-hmm. people who cut out most or all animal products as a habit, as like a regular thing, that mm-hmm. the better off we are as a population and as a planet. So
so I'm like a, can I be like a Michael Pollanitarian? I don't know.
That so
when it comes to meat, I'm kind of on the, I guess I function under the philosophy of Michael Pollan, which is that, so what you said about not having enough land, I think only some land can grow vegetables, which is something, and can grow like edible plants, which is something to kind of take into account. Like humans can't eat grass, and there's some land where that's like the only things that grow are mostly non-edible things.
Mm-hmm.
Is any of this making sense?
Well, yeah. No, and I have
mine. And I'm not saying that that's a reason that we should all be eating meat, but I think that it's important to know the environment that you live in. Like, I'm in Wisconsin. If I ate vegan and local, so maybe I should get into local before I really dive into this topic, I wouldn't be eating anything. So I guess I'm more of a locavore. And I have a lot of overlap with Whole Foods plant-based and vegan, which is why this is a fun project for me.
Uh-huh.
And I also really enjoy the challenge of cooking Whole Foods plant-based and vegan because I'm all about getting meat out of the center of the plate or off the plate altogether. But I, for both environmental and economic reasons, I try to eat local. Buying your food locally from either farmers you know, or maybe a CSA, or through a co-op where they like list the location that it comes from, you know that your money's going back into the hands of the people who produce the food, and that almost nobody is taking a cut of it, and that it's actually going to go to the laborers who produce the food, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you also know that it's going towards stewardship of your environment, because if you compare like the impact on land of farming versus like sustainable farming versus the impact of like real estate or something like that, that's a much better land use practice, and something that you probably want as much as possible in your county or state or city, wherever you live. I think also shopping local means that you're probably supporting somewhat more fair labor practices. That's not 100% true. And I've been doing a little bit of research on how it's not 100% true, but you're much more likely to be supporting fair labor, knowing that the workers are paid better, the people whose hands picked your food are gonna actually get paid fairly at the end of the day. So I guess my diet label is like way too complicated. And I feel like the only thing that kind of captures it is that I'm a flexitarian because sometimes I eat meat. I don't eat dairy because it upsets my stomach. Mm-hmm. And I'm like on the bandwagon for whole foods plant-based because of the availability of nutritional information and the health impacts. And the challenge of it too, that it's a really awesome diet challenge. And I'm on the bandwagon for veganism because of the environmental aspects, and the animal cruelty aspects. But I don't know what my label is, Henry.
Yeah. Conclusion.
That was a really long ramble.
No, that all made sense.
That was probably longer than your ramble.
Okay. The thing for me about eating local though, is that I think, I think Michael Pollan says this as well, actually, is that
mm-hmm.
there in the industrial food chain does a lot of like good things in the world. Like it gets mm-hmm. food to places that don't have it. So
mm-hmm.
I think, and this is again, sort of like, let's look beyond the label of just saying, yeah. I'm not saying you were saying this, but just saying, oh, eat local and everything's good. Eat vegan and everything's good. Eat whole foods, plant-based, everything's good. You know,
mm-hmm.
and looking at everything as a whole, saying, where's my food coming from? What's it doing to my body? What's it doing to the environment? And also that, I mean, just on the point of free-range cattle or, like, sustainably raised meat, I have, like, I don't have a problem with that, but the amount of meat that we consume then to be actually sustainable
is
like, yep. absolutely minute compared to the amount mm-hmm. that we eat now. Like, I don't know exactly, but, like, on the scale right. of eating meat, like, once every
and also
2 weeks
it's
maybe or something, you know.
Really expensive if you want to talk about saving money on food. Just don't buy meat at all.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because really, you know, expensive. You get issues like, you know, chopping down rainforest to
right.
graze more cattle or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
How far we've come.
So I guess the...
Well, maybe we won't get into, like, lacto-ovo-pesca-vegetarians.
Yeah, I think we're running out of time. So I guess the yeah. conclusion is don't, like, look beyond
you
the label.
You don't need a label, right? I don't need a label.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
I think it's just important to look past the label.
Yes. See what's beyond the label.
And make the decision... Make food decisions for yourself, informed, but you don't have to subscribe. You don't have to be 100% whole foods plant-based to be a healthy person. You don't mm-hmm. have to be 100% vegan to be
mm-hmm.
an ethical person. You don't have to be a 100... I mean, being a 100% locavore would be pretty hard, but...
Yep. And that's what this whole project is about, is we like talking about our food because we like looking past the labels, both the nutritional and marketing labels and the labels of the diets that we ascribe to. And we like trying to figure out all the complexities of our food.
Hell yeah.
And then we hash it all out in a podcast.
Yeah. All right. So, anything else? I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
All right. See you next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Henry.
We'll be right back.